This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Down the stairs, the band is all star joint. They've got a jukebox, cool toy.
When young Ricky Lee Jones debuted on the music scene in 1979, Time magazine called her the Duchess of Coolsville.
Kind of soup, I'll come around, studying my luck to my shoot.
30 years later, she's still pretty cool, although, like all of us, a lot more grown up. Her latest record is called Balm in Gilead, and Jones says she wrote it after going through a recent rough patch in her personal life.
Well, it was a really hard fall. You know, I broke up with somebody I've been with for 12 years, and it was, devastating for me. And I was living in a little one-room place, and things looked pretty dire to me. And, it was the first time I rented in my, adult life, mm-hmm. and my daughter moved out. So things were really weird, mm-hmm. and I was hurting a lot. And I started to write verses, lots and lots of verses, sad, dark. Then finally I collected it all into one image of the bonfires, and I wrote that song, and then I felt much better. I feel like that song kind of saved my life.
Could you play that one first?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Can I tell you something about it?
Please.
When I first wrote it, I played it for my daughter, and she cried really hard, and all the mascara was running down her face like in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I played it on tour in the last 2 weeks, and when the tour started, people were weeping. But by the end of the tour, for some reason, people began to giggle. Maybe somewhere out there they were thinking I was going to literally burn his house down because I was so pissed off at him. They seemed to lean into an angry thing that made him giggle instead of this, the fact that I'm burning myself alive. And I was just confused. Sometimes the audience, maybe it's just too tense.
Well, let's listen to this. And, of course, you won't know if the people the people at home are laughing or crying.
Yeah. There's just one thing before I go. You are the sweetest boy I know. And I've lived my whole life in the past. But I awoke last night at last. I thought I'd finally won your heart. That forever we'd never part, and in sweet love we would grow old. Now I'm just a scavenger in the cold. I'm just a scavenger. All I can do is wish you well. Outside these bonfires of hell, honey, you hurt me bad this time, and I'm burning everything I find. I think you nearly tore me from my mind before I even knew that I'd been hurt. She laid her hair across your shirt. She laid her hair across your shirt. All I can do is wish you well and light these bonfires of hell. Just one thing before I go. You're the sweetest boy I know. Just the sweetest boy. If there is a sun, I'll watch it rise. Dry these tears out of my eyes. And if there are rivers, you can bet there's gonna be a sea for my heart yet. There'll be a sea for my heart yet.
That was Ricky Lee Jones singing the song Bonfires off her new record, Balm in Gilead, which is a phrase, of course, from Genesis, the Bible.
Yeah.
Your last record was called Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. Are you moving in some Christian direction in your life, in your work?
I don't think so. You know, I like Jesus. I like everything he said. He didn't say much. But what I've read, I liked, and I don't like Christian religions. And for the most part, I'm not a fan of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of the fundamentalist religions that adhere to a prescribed set of, if you like this guy, this is what you got to do.
Right.
But I think I am a religious person. Yeah.
Right. Over the years, you have, with your music, challenged sometimes and sometimes confounded, I guess, your fans. I think, for instance, of your record Ghosty Head in the 90s. I love that record very much, but a lot of people, critics anyway, were harsh in writing about
harsh,
it.
Harsh, yes, they were. Especially that Rolling Stone, snobby Rolling Stone. The judgment seemed to be, at the time, less about the music, more about, why was I doing that? She's this kind of a thing. Who does she think she is
right.
to do that
right.
kind of a thing? I come from radio, you know. I come from the 60s. I listen to the radio. I mean, I know I'm a little reclusive, a little different. I know I'm all those things, which seems to be very different, and it's very difficult to market somebody who's that and also that. We really would prefer you were just that, because it's really hard to get somebody to buy it if you're both those things, you know. But I am both those things.
Let's listen to a little bit of that song.
Okay. Which one?
Little Yellow Town.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's listen to Little Yellow Town.
Low tide tonight. Low tide, little yellow town. Green life teams up from the underground. Glows in the dark, sips the sands of garbage, reach hard in.
I'm a musician, and I like to do everything musical, you know. I would do cabaret. You know, I don't limit myself. If Ghosty Head could have had, you know, because I think it was a really beautiful record. Mm-hmm. It was the beginning of me writing without a bridge and improvising and stream of consciousness. I liked being run over by the sound.
When you played, you say when you played Bonfires for your daughter for the first time, she cried. There's a song, the first song on the record is called Wild Girl.
Yeah.
Is that about her?
Well, it was started before she was born. The first and last verse were written before I had met her. But then in the course of, you know, finishing these songs for the record, when I thought, well, I had been thinking about it, about her for a few years, but I tried and tried. I wrote so many verses to that song over the years, but they were not the song, you know. I just knew it. So last fall, I said to the song, you're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to wrap it up now, or you may never, you know, I might not ever get to finish you. And so it let me finish it.
And she's all grown up now, huh?
She's 21. She's a beautiful 21-year-old girl.
Ricky Lee Jones, it has been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Could you play the song?
Yeah, let's give it a try. And my mother loved this song a lot. I think that's the main reason I decided to finish it, you know.
Must have been a terror when you were young. Your mommy must have let you run free. Oh, and it wasn't very nice eating all that sugar and spice. What they want a girl to be. All the things a child learns on their way from hope to here. The rage and fury and racism and their innocence and fear. I don't remember, so tell me again the part no one wants to hear. Yeah, well, that's so many people's stories. A lot of heartache and not much glory. But glory to truth be told, tomorrow you are 21 years old. I say happy birthday tomorrow to you. It's the only game in town.
Ricky Lee Jones's new record, Balm in Gilead, is out right now, and you can hear another song that she performed just for us at studio360.org.
Or over what someone would not give. Or you can be grateful when you open your eyes.